How are you, John?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
Well, thanks so much for being with us. I really wanted to talk about the poll that came out last week, and it was an Epic MRA poll released exclusively to the Detroit Free Press and to WXYZ TV Channel 7 in Detroit. And according to this poll, Snyder is winning over the voters, and he's got a huge lead over Virge Bonneiro. Talk about that poll and what you learned.
Well, we conducted 600 samples statewide last week over the course of a couple of days and evenings. And what emerges is a daunting task for Mayor Bonneiro in closing a gap of 22 points, 51 to 29 is the overall race. But some of the more interesting things emerge from the internal numbers, for instance, different specific demographic groups. What's somewhat interesting is that Snyder has a narrow two-point lead among union members. That was to have been Mr. Bonneiro's bread and butter, and I think what Mayor Bonneiro needs to do to try to close the gap is introduce himself a little more widely among the electorate. You know, there are still a fair number of individuals who don't recognize his name as being the candidate, and so he'll have to get out on the airwaves and introduce himself.
Well, John, from the way you say what you say, and I'm not trying to put words into your mouth, but it almost sounds like Virge Bonneiro's got a huge uphill battle, and it's going to be a tough fight for him.
Well, it's certainly not going to be a cakewalk. However, as I'm sure he'd be quick to point out, nobody gave him a prayer last January. So,
and what I found interesting is no pollster predicted that Snyder and Bonneiro would win by the margins that they won by in the primaries.
That's right. Well, our last survey prior to the primary election had both of them leading, but not nearly by the 3-2 margins that emerged.
Now, I could say that, well, what happened there? But I think what happened is, as I learned from talking with Bernie, is that those undecided voters, you know, really turned the tide.
That's exactly right. Both Bonneiro and Snyder garnered at least 2/3 of the people who were undecided, going 4 or 5 days outside of the election.
So now that we know who the running mates are going to be, we've had the conventions, there's been a little stress on both sides as far as running mates, that the Tea Party wasn't necessarily happy with Mr. Calley on the Republican side. The Democrats really don't know much about Verge's running mate. So at this point in time, the running mates aren't going to do much to help the major candidates.
Well, typically what you want to avoid is having them hurt you. And so there is a certain amount of momentum that one might gain among certain segments of voters by selecting one running mate over another. But in the final analysis, people vote on the top of the ticket for the governor and not so much for the lieutenant governor, although, as I say, you can make poor choices or a good choice. And in both instances, I think the candidates chose wisely from a demographic perspective. Calley certainly has conservative bona fides, and Mayor Lawrence from Southfield, coming in as an African-American woman, is looked to, I'm certain, to solidify the African-American vote and the female vote in Southeast Michigan.
What's interesting about your poll is the union sample of that. When you look at the dollars and the resources that the unions are putting behind Mr. Bonneiro, they helped him get over the hump in the primary. To see that just was unexpected.
Yeah, it is a little surprising. Although Mr. Snyder, with a 22-point lead, not surprisingly, leads among almost all demographic groups, some more than others, obviously, particularly among Republicans. But, I mean, Mayor Bonneiro, really the bottom-line task is introducing himself to a larger slice of the electorate and, quite frankly, energizing them to come out and vote. We had a question on our survey, how motivated are you on a scale of 0 to 10? With 10 being highly motivated, and Snyder takes more of those people who identify themselves as being highly motivated to vote in November than does Bonneiro. Certainly things can change, but Mayor Bernero starts out with a challenge.
We're talking with John Cavanaugh, who is the founding principal member of Epic MRA, the fine company that is one of the better polling companies in America. John, as we get into this campaign, what will your polls focus on now? Will it be if the running mates are helping or hurting? What do you be looking for?
Certainly will include their names in a name recognition battery and perhaps a question as to whether or not that helps you influence a voter one way or the other toward selecting either Snyder or Bernero by virtue of their choices for lieutenant governor. But as the campaign pans out, certainly politics is always full of surprises, and you know, events never stand still. And so as events emerge and evolve, if there is a gaffe by one of the others in one of the debates, whether that has an impact, whether advertising, either pro or con, is penetrating in a manner that it is intended to. And those are the things we'll be looking at in the coming weeks.
And, John, I know that when you do your polling, you try to get a sampling of all different kinds of people, whatever their race may be, their gender, different economic backgrounds, different religions. What kind of things do you ask them when you dial them up on the phone?
Well, we get to all of that toward the end of the survey, after we've given the matchups and a chance to express their opinions. But then there's a battery of up to a dozen questions on, as you said, age, race, income level, education level, party identification, whether they're pro-choice or pro-life, and then gender, of course. And what we try to do is take a look at prior elections, particularly a gubernatorial election, and do our best to sort out what would the electorate look like. How many are going to be age 50 and older? How many are going to be women? How many are going to be African-American? And try to replicate that in our sampling.
All right, John, thanks so much. Obviously, you got your work cut out for you because, as you mentioned earlier, this race is up in the air. It's anybody's, even though Snyder has a big lead early in your polling. It'll be fun to watch.
It always is.
All right, thanks so much, John.
Thanks for having me on.